So it's good to begin your practice by saying to yourself silently, somehow, in some way, whatever way sounds right to you, now is my time to meditate. Period. And everything else can wait, because everything else can wait. If you have any experience with meditation, please let go of that. If you have any hopes or fears about meditation, please let go of them. If you have any expectations that your practice will do something for you, please let go of that, because it will not. And the practice begins with the way you take your seat, which basically means to sit up straight, some version of straight. It doesn't mean hurt yourself. It means connect with the sense of dignity of your own physical being and the possibility of having no shame about your own being, such that you naturally sit up. Because there's nothing to hide, and you are convinced of your own elegance. The feet are flat on the floor, unless you have some back issue or leg issue and that's uncomfortable, in which case just sit in the way that makes sense to you, or cross-legged. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, and they just rest. Because they're busy all day. And in meditation, you can just let them rest. Let them be heavy. And feel all the doing go out of the hands. Imagine that from the waist down, you are planted in the earth. And it holds you in place, quietly, firmly, silently, like you're heavy on the bottom, and that's good. You have a ballast. And from the waist up, imagine that there's a sense of blossoming, like the trunk of a tree, your trunk blossoms up. So you can feel this simultaneous sense of rooting down and aspiring up, inseparable as your top half and your bottom half. As mentioned, your back is straight and strong. And I sometimes feel like from the base of my spine to the top of my spine, there's a sense of fountaining. I know that's not a word, but my back body rises like a fountain. And my front body is very soft. So allow your belly to relax. The area around your heart. Your throat. And let your shoulders relax. In this day and age, to relax is a gesture of courage. So be brave and relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. The chin is parallel with the ground. The mouth is delightfully closed. But the lips and teeth are slightly parted. And the reason the mouth is closed in meditation is because you don't have to talk. And that is a fantastic opportunity. You don't have to say anything or contribute anything or illuminate anything or argue anything. You can just fall silent. So allow yourself to fill with your own silence, because that's actually accurate. There is no one in there talking. It is silent in there. Which is very interesting. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold, meaning there's no breathing technique. Just breathe. You're already doing it, so no further instruction is required. I invite you, if you're willing, to practice with the experiment of opening the eyes. Sitting with the eyes open and the gaze cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or so. So the eyes are half closed, if you are willing, and the gaze is very soft. Instead of staring at a spot, imagine that your vision is like the rays of the sun, and it streams forth from your eyes, and like the rays of the sun, mixes with space rather than laser points in space. Also, you're just sitting there with your eyes open, so no big deal. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. And this is the meditation posture. We built it from the ground up. And I invite you to notice what it feels like to be relaxed and awake. Relaxed and awake. It's a good combination. Now, please place your attention on the breath, which doesn't mean observe the breath. No observing, actually, in meditation. It means feel the breath. Feel the inhale. Feel the exhale. Feel even into the tiny gap at the end of the exhale. And then notice how the next inhale just happens. Zero effort is required. So allow your awareness to rest on the breath. It comes in on the inhale and flows out on the exhale. And you're just feeling your body breathing. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. No problem. There is no effort whatsoever. Period, end of story. In meditation, to attempt to stop thinking, or to clear the mind of thought, or to quiet the mind. Not necessary. Actually, quite frustrating. So forget about that. Instead, just let your mind be as it is. Thoughts will come and go. Sometimes they're very speedy. Sometimes they're very spacious. Sometimes they're very upset. Sometimes they're very boring. Sometimes they're very peaceful. Equal. All of that is considered equal in meditation, because the primary attention is on the breath. Most of your thoughts will come and go like fireflies, lighting up and going out. Excellent. You do not have to do a single thing about those thoughts. At some point, you may notice, however, that you've become fully absorbed in thought and you've forgotten about your breath. That too is excellent, because you just woke up and saw where you were. That's everything. So the instruction at that point is to label that moment, if you would like, silently thinking. That is thinking. You don't have to say that part. That's thinking. That's not meditating. Excellent. Thinking, let go. Gently. Come back. Gently. Begin again. Gently. Flowing in and out with the breath. That's the entire practice. And it truly doesn't matter how often or even how infrequently you have to come back. Just come back. So we will sit together. If you get lost, just come back to your breath. It's very direct, very simple. To bring your meditation to a close, stop meditating. Just let the technique go.